When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shop all things Jerry Johnson at TheRealJerry.com.
All right, here we go. Today's episode of Cherry's World Podcast is presented by The Skin Store. For over 20 years now, The Skin Store has been the number one destination for premium skincare, hair care, and beauty products. With over 8,000 different products from 300 different brands, The Skin Store has you covered for all your hair, cosmetics, supplements, and of course, your skincare needs. Find your favorite brands like Elta MD, New Face, Olaplex, and more all in one place with gifts with every purchase. Right now, The Skin Store is offering Cherry's World Podcast listeners 20% off your next purchase by using the code POD for 20% off your next purchase at skinstore.com/pod.list. Skin Store, have the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Exclusions may apply.
This is Cherry's World. Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherry'sworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cherry's World. I am totally excited about our guest today. It is his fault, single-handedly, the reason why I've ever even dated a rapper. I'm Cherry Johnson, and that is Courtney Blackman. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got Mr. Stevie D from the Force MDs in the house.
What's up? What's up? All the tender love you're giving to me.
Classic.
This is one of the joints. What's up? What up, everybody? How you doing?
Awesome. Amazing. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
I have had a crush on you my whole life.
Really?
Absolutely. Mr. Staten Island himself.
Hey, you grow up in people see you when you out there doing your thing. You know, I guess people, you know, I can't even answer that.
Your journey has been amazing. And I don't feel like we need to go all the way back from the beginning because everybody knows.
Right.
One of my biggest questions is, like, anybody who incorporates rap and singing in their music got it from you.
We're definitely one of the blueprints of that whole sound right there, the R&B hip hop.
You gave Ja Rule his whole career.
hey, what about Drake? Drake that really ran off with it. He made all the money off it.
Absolutely. Speaking of Drake, like, who is your favorites of today?
Of today's rappers?
Yeah.
Drake is definitely one of my favorites. You know, no matter what other people may say about him, he makes great records, man. Like, very easy listening records, and I think he got a good ear. Whoever produces a lot of his stuff that Drake has to accept, and when Drake accepts, Drake puts the magic touch to it, because he really got a good ear of music. Because everything he touches just turns to gold. Everything he touches. And he got a laid back voice and he got good lyrics, you know. So I definitely give my props to Drake and all the rappers that sound like the up to date rappers right now. Drake is definitely one of my favorites.
My daughter would agree. That's for sure. While we're talking about rappers up to date and people doing songs, Tender Love has been covered by so many different artists.
Yeah, yeah, it's so crazy because, can I give you a story on that? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Well, making Tender Love, right? We were supposed to be in the movie Crush Groove, that everybody knows, the hip hop legendary movie.
That was going to be my first question.
Yeah. Yeah, this breaks it down right here. They at first chose us to be in the movie on the part, New Edition part.
Yeah.
But at the last minute, they decided to go with New Edition because New Edition was like the Jackson 5, it was like the bigger group. Everybody knew their names. We was just that other group that was out there, but New Edition was like the big dogs at the time. But we was on tour with them. We did 3 tours with them, so we was very close, but business is business, and we understood it. So we was like a little hurt. Like, oh, man, we ready to get busy in that movie. We was in another movie called Rapid. We'll talk about that later. But so New Edition ended up getting in the movie, and they asked us, so, yo, would you mind at least doing a soundtrack for the movie, one of the soundtracks of the movie? Now, this is what a lot of people don't know. Tender Love, the song Tender Love was supposed to go to New Edition first, but they had contractual disagreement. They couldn't do the song. And then Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam gave us the song to do. And New Edition ended up being in Crush Groove, and we ended up singing Tender Love. It took us 2.5 hours maybe in the studio to do that.
That's what I heard.
It was real fast. We did it real fast. And Jam and Lewis told us before it came out, this is going to be a big hit. And we was like, okay, man, if y'all say so, you know, this is, yeah, people got to remember that Tender Love came before What Have You Done For Lately, Janet, all the New Edition stuff. Tender Love was the first crossover record that Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam ever made. They produced SOS Band and all those bands before us, but Tender Love was their first crossover hit that went top 10 pop and R&B. And my uncle in the group was like, hey man, this song needs drums, man. You sure, man, it needs drums? And he was like, no, it's just good with the piano, man. My uncle kept going back and forth with him, Jesse, one of the guys, I'm telling you, man, it better have drums. And then he says, I guarantee you it's going to be a hit without the drums. Next thing you know, they was right. And it hit big. We didn't think it was going to hit that big. But damn, it's like, damn, what have we done here? You know, and like you say, I still get people to come to me and ask me for child support checks. You owe me child support, man. I'm making that song, man. You know, we get that all the time.
It's so funny that you bring that up because that's actually, I'm a little bit younger. That's actually the first time I heard Tender Love was watching Crush Groove, and I didn't see Crush Groove in the movie theater. I actually saw it like my aunt had it on tape. So we used to watch it like every weekend, you know, and it was such classic. And that was like the scene when they played Tender Love is when Run was smashing us.
No, that's Blair Underwood, actually. Blair Underwood smashed Sheila E.
Or, okay, so he was playing Russell.
Right, Russell.
Yeah, yeah, it was so classic, man. And like now, I'm actually trying to teach, have my daughter actually learn how to play that because it's so.
Yes, that's a great piano song to learn. A lot of people, I get so many videos of people playing Tender Love. It's like a good like chord type of song for people that learn how to play the piano. It's like it got that like a music box, like that little thing that sticks in your ear, a little sound that sticks in your ear. That's why it's so catchy. And, you know, people don't realize sometimes the simplest songs can be the biggest songs. Mm-hmm. No matter go crazy, just simple stuff can blow up just as much as stuff that people go extra on. So we just did it. And then, you know, as long as you got that feel in your heart, they feel what you're saying, that does it. And that's pretty much happened to us. We're in the studio and just felt the lyrics and just did it and ba-boom. And I just want to thank Jamie Lewis.
How old were you when that came out?
I was at least 43, maybe 44. I'm joking with you now.
Younger than that.
Like what?
I knew I liked old men, but good Lord, like.
Hey. Nah, I was like 20.
Oh, okay. Years old.
Well, so did you, I guess, at that point, definitely understood exactly what you were singing?
Yeah, yeah. My brother, rest in peace, my brother TC, he was the lead of that song. And TC just, he's a natural, he got that soulful, natural stuff like Sam Cooke. He got that type of voice. He just, anything he sings, he just had it. And it was just, we couldn't believe, like, we finished that fast and then it blew up that fast. Like, wow, that was quick. That's, you know, but it was good. It was good. I'm just happy to this day. Like you said earlier, to this day, it's a lot of people doing remakes, yeah. People singing in their concerts, even New Edition sung it in their concert. Yes. So, you know.
And I got to ask, okay, you're 20 years old. You're out on tour with New Edition. I happen to know those guys. I call them, yes, my uncles.
Yes.
What was it like to be 20 years old and the world is in your hands, traveling from state to state? How many kids you got?
Oh, let me go. 5, 6. And 5, 4. No. I got 7 kids. A lot of them older, though. A lot of 35, 30s. And I got some younger ones, 16. 17, 20. Okay, just a lot of kids, but you know. But at those times, when I say New Edition was like Jackson 5, that's really true. You know, we was a group that we was from New York and they's from Boston, and we both just like the same little energetic style on stage and everything. You know, so people really liked the combination of us two together. That's why we did 3 tours with them. That we had a great combination because we used to do all our stuff flipping and they used to do their stuff. And they looked at us like big brothers because, you know, we was like maybe 3-4 years older than them. But, you know, they're good to this day. You know, when we see each other, man, all we do is reminisce and laugh how they had girls camped out in hotels or in the lobby. It was just so much. They even girls come to us and say, I'll give you some if you show me where Ralph Room is. No, damn. You're too young. Get away from me.
Damn.
I mean, all types of stuff. That's how they had these people crazed. I'm like, wow. So, you know, that's the power of marketing and promotion.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you guys open up for them?
Yeah.
So did they ever say, hey, whatever you do, do not perform Tender Love last, because we got to follow that. We don't want to follow that. Did they ever say that?
I'm being real, man. And when you see New Edition, they my boys. I keep it 100. At a time, their management told us kind of like tone our showdowns. We're both very energetic groups. And we was like, yeah. We was a group like, yo, these dudes is, they good too. Like, their people was like, yo, some people say, yo, they, y'all kind of outshine. This was the younger New Edition, not the now New
Edition.
Right. We was all younger back then. Some people said we outshined them on shows and stuff. It was really crazy, really competitive, but friendly competitive. We just wanted to give the fans a good show. And you're right on one thing, man. When Tender Love dropped, I mean, it was over. All the lights, it was over after we did that. It was like, that's how big that song was. But, you know, Ralph always said, man, I wish we would have did that joint, man. I wish we would have did that joint. I said, yo, man. Hey, man, you had King Stand the Rain and Helplessly in Love. That was close, you know?
Right.
But, you know, we joke about it. We was definitely great stage chemistry with us two together, man. And big shout out to Sherelle. She's on a tour with us too. And one, they had UTFO. They was on tour with us. But we was definitely like the Four Tops and the Temptations, but it was 5 of us in each group. But we was that type of thing, like that, at that young age, you know. So it was really good, man. And we thanked them. We always want to thank them for inviting us on a tour with them. And really, they got us a lot of exposure, man. Just by us doing all those dates, they got us a lot of exposure. We made a couple of top 10 hits. Tender Love was just a...
Yeah, just one.
We made a couple of joints.
Love is in the house.
Yeah, Love is the House. Yeah, we made Tears. Here I Go Again. Yes. Itchy for a Scratch. We made
That's the one I like, yeah.
We made a lot of joints back then.
Hey, let me ask you a question, though, because I saw Taylor Swift, she said, I didn't even know this was possible, but I saw you guys did it too. Taylor Swift, she actually re-recorded like her albums because she had issues with the label. And that's how she was able to handle some contract, this whatever dispute she had. And I just saw on there, there's Force MDs, and then there's the Force MDs, and it's re-recorded Tender Love. Is that y'all?
Yeah, you talk about it on YouTube?
Well, on Tidal. I'm on Tidal, so I'm sure it's on Spotify, too.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that. You got to re-record the songs, you know, because it's like for commercial privileges. Like, if you do the Jeremy Lewis one, they get it, you know, they get everything. But if you record your personal version of it, if commercials want to take that one, they can take that one. That's why, like, you got to think when you watch movies and stuff, sometimes they don't use the real record. They have somebody re-record the record over again because those publishing rights are very,
right,
they're real tight with those joints, man.
So, you know, the Force MDs and Force MDs are the same people? Just
same people.
Just
same
different
people.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow, different contracts, different labels.
Yeah, man. We've been through it, man. But you know what? We still, you know, we can talk about later. We lost a couple of members, but it's not easy. But I'm Otis. I am clearly Otis of the Temptations of the Force MDs.
Mm.
That's what you call me, Otis of the Temptations.
Otis. Okay.
I have a question. A lot of people have covered your songs. A lot of people covered Tender Love. Who's your favorite that covered it? I know, like, the Backstreet Boys covered it. George Knight covered it.
Yeah, Alicia Keys. Kelly Rowland. Oh, boy, it's so many people. But if I have to go, I got to give, yo, George Knight did a great job. I got to give him that. From New Kids on the Block, he did a great job recording that. He got a lot of soul. He got a little soul. He got that vanilla soul in him. He did a great job on that. But if anybody, I'm going to definitely say Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys did a phenomenal job on that. She took that record on tour with her. You see concert footage of her singing Tender Love in all these countries, other countries. And that's a...
What about Usher? What about Usher? Did he?
Yeah. Usher did a little bit. He did a little segment. One of his albums did a segment.
Yeah.
It's... I tell you, it's humbling to see these people do this, you know. And you know, I wish sometimes I'm happy we did Tender Love, but I wish when people look up Tender Love, they definitely look up more of our songs, because some people think like that's the only song we made.
Right,
we made a lot of other nice, great songs, man. Tender Love was just one.
Yeah.
That just crossed over. But you know, like Love Is, like she's mentioned, Love Is a House. That was a number one record in the country.
Yeah.
That was a number one record. That song got these people from London produced that. Jeff Goroff and I forgot the other person's name. Sorry, but they came. We didn't think Love Is a House was so big at that time. We was like, how in the hell are we going to follow Love Is a House now? I mean, Tender Love now. But these cats came from London. They came in Tommy Boy's office with a tape. Says, hey, we want the Force MDs to hear this song right here. Give them a week to listen to it. Let them marinate it. See if they like it. We think it's gonna be a great record. The guys listen to this record here. So we said, okay, so we listen. There's a female singing the record at first on the demo. And we was like, okay. So I liked the bass line and everything, that was good. And we said, hey, let's do it. We went in the studio and did it. And we was on tour with Madonna at this time while the record was released. It's opening up with Donna. Playing in front of 120,000 people. You don't understand how crazy that was. And while we were on tour with Donna, we got the call like, hey guys, you're gonna believe this. We said, what's up? Your record, Love Is a House, is the number one record in the country right now. Like, what? We had to get off that tour. Once we got off that tour, we were back in tour, back in the States. And we seen the love that record gave to people. So that's a blessing from God.
Okay, so I gotta be ignorant real quick, Courtney. I'm such a dude. I just want to know who was tossing Madonna. Y'all were okay. Somebody got that, and I need the deets.
Okay. Well, she kind of liked one of the guys in the group, Trisco, my man Trisco in the group. But nothing ever happened. But she, but I got to give it to Madonna. She was so nice to us. She used to come in our dressing room, make sure we ate, checked on us. And, you know, like I said, Trisco had these biking shorts on at one time. And Trisco's 5'3" with the big surprise. So that's his goal. Madonna could not look him in his eyes. She kept looking at his pants. So you guys can go to the stage tomorrow, huh? Yeah.
I mean, Madonna, that's huge.
Yeah. And he knew she was looking, so he kept flexing. Yeah, we going on. Kept flexing, like, yeah, we going on stage. And she was like looking like a ping pong, like, really? Yeah, you know. This happened. That was crazy.
I'm sorry. Courtney got a real question for you. I don't even do gossip, but you said Madonna. I wanted to know.
I thought it was a good question.
Yeah, that never happened, though. No, that never happened. She was just like really admiring the 5'3" with the biking shorts on. Big surprise.
This is Cherry's World.
There is an internet radio station that's generating a lot of buzz. The website is RaiseJukebox.com. What's different is it features a mix of new and throwback jams across many genres. The first Sunday each month, there are live shows with celebrity and artist interviews. Log in to RaiseJukebox.com, press play, and turn the volume up. That's right, RaiseJukebox.com.
Hey, you know, I'm looking at y'all album covers, and it's very similar to New Edition's album covers, too. Is that done purposely? Like,
it's no way would you know. We pretty much dropped, when we first came out, we dropped albums at the same, you know, it's like, we did not know their photo session. Like, we took the album, the first, you talk about the one the fur jackets on?
Yep, that's the one. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I know they didn't wear the fur, but it's kind of like,
yeah, they wear it, but we all posed the same way, like five guys. Right. That's, hey, man, it's five dudes, man. It's like Jackson 5. Yeah, it's no other way to pose. Like, we said, yo, yeah, we got to get fly, though. We got pimped out, man.
Who had the best Jerry curl?
Wow. I gotta say Trisco.
Okay.
Trisco's on the left end. He got the little he got the beige jacket on.
Yeah.
He's on the bottom. He got the best one. He got the drip.
Yeah.
And the one on the top, I'm in the black jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But my uncle's on the other side of me. That's Jesse. He just knew he was Michael Jackson's clone, man. Cause he could sing like him. He used to look like him a lot when he was younger. He sings just like him. He used to sing just like him. I don't know if you heard Itchy Paw Scratch. It's an itch. It's coming to him. You do like Michael Jackson. He's Michael Jackson fanatic, but he was definitely crazy with the Jerry curl. He did not leave a place without that snapback. Mm. It had to be wet and curly, dripping on his face. He's not satisfied.
I love it. You had a curl too, though, right?
Yeah, I had a little curl, you know.
Now, what kind of curl did you have? Did you have a Jerry curl or an S curl?
I had a Jerry curl. Yeah,
this was definitely a Jerry curl.
Yeah, they all got to be all, except Mercury in the middle. He's the only one that didn't have the Jerry curl. He had the Patti LaBelle with the big puffy head. See him in the middle?
Yeah, look like that. Okay. Now, let me. Go ahead.
I
was just got done watching last week the Salt and Pepper biopic or whatever, and I remember when I was managing a few artists and this one guy, you probably know him, but I don't want to get to his name and everything, but he told me I had a group and he was like, you want to stay away from groups, bro, because if you get one single out, you're lucky, but you're not going to get an album out with a group because it's so hard to work with groups, because everybody, once they get a little bit taste of success, everybody's going to have their own agenda. Somebody's going to want to go solo. And he said, do not get in the business with groups. So, and I kind of saw that kind of with Salt and Pepper, you know, but not really. How was y'all, is like, did anybody get big heads? Did y'all ever have any?
Yeah. We did have one, my uncle, when you see the one, there's Michael Jackson. That's my uncle. Now me and TC was his nephews. We're his nephews. My mother is his older sister, Jessie, you know, on the left hand side. of course, when he seen Bobby leave New Edition, he wanted to leave us and be like Bobby. I want to be like Bobby, man. I want to make my solo, you know. But that really never happened. He did leave the group, but that's for other reasons, you know, personal reasons how he left the group. But it does happen to a lot of groups that people get too big headed, want to go on their own, and some it don't happen when they go on their own. Some once in a while it'll happen to somebody, but majority of groups, when a person leaves the group, they're not successful on their own. They have to get back to the group of people like accept them more back with the group. It happens a lot. But you do get some people like to really branch off, you know, like Michael, a couple of people who branch off their own and do that. Like, people are shocked that at a new audition, you know, everybody thought Ralph would be like Michael Jackson, like to go right. Branch off and be the biggest out of all of them. But it don't happen like that. You know, yeah, Bobby was more successful than all of them, you know, on his own. Mm-hmm. Nobody expected that. But more than that, I'm just giving an example, because this is my good friend, this is an example. But more than that, Belle Biv DeVoe was the really breakout shocker for everybody mm-hmm. when it comes to the whole new audition camp, because nobody expected them to be as big as they were. And they was just, right, they was secondary to Bobby, like success-wise, when they all, that's why I look at new auditions like the biggest group. I don't think no groups, I don't care if it's Jodeci, Jagged Edge, one can mess with new audition.
Facts.
When it's all six of them on that stage, because they got too much firepower for anybody.
Too many hit records.
It's like hard to even like, it's just impossible to go against some dudes. Like that's how big they are. They became, and I just, all I could do is not see them. Say, yo, man, God is blessing you brothers heavy, because everything y'all hit. You know, plus adding Johnny Gill, he's just a one-man wrecking crew by himself. Yeah. But adding on with them, Bobby, that's too much. Nobody can mess with them.
Right.
That's facts.
So do you take credit for the Belle Biv DeVoe? Because you gave them their style.
You know, they let us know that. Like, we have a documentary coming out called 470s Revealed.
Okay.
And, you know, we had a lot of accidents. Belle Biv DeVoe, they admitted, yo, man, you know, we got that from y'all, man. You know, they admit all the hip-hop and R&B. We didn't release it yet, but you're going to see a lot of people just paying homage to what we did and what we brought to the table. And then it's all good. You know, as long as it's good music that's out there, that's all I worry about. Hey, you got good music that people enjoy, and it's going to be a soundtrack to their lives. That's all good. I don't hate on nobody. I love when people... They blow up. I love it because it just contributes to the brand of African American music that touched a lot of people from all over the world. And I just like the what we bring to music. You know, that it came from slavery, how people knew how we had rhythm and singing hymns and stuff, and now it's being all, you know, people are. Now people are really. Really knowing how the talent level of you know, our people, man, and a lot of people try to imitate it, mimic it, but it's never like the way we do it. And I'm just happy, like, you know, we brought all that to the table, and rap, come to rap too, you know, all that's, it's the biggest genre of music. You know, we are very creative people. That's how I look at us, as very, very creative people.
And when the 90s came, did you guys ever like think maybe we should kind of go edgier or get kind of into the gangster rap and maybe kind of start dissing women, or, you know, like how you never thought about crossing over that way? That. Okay. All right.
Nah, man. Like I said, music changed, of course. You know, you got to expect that. Music changes from the 60s, 70s, to the 80s, to the 90s, to now. You know, you got to expect it to change, but when I look at music, I look at music so differently. I look at it, some people are very biased when it comes to music because they worry about how old you are, how young you are, how you look. This is the part I just don't understand. If you're blind, if you're a person that's blind, do you really care? Or if you like, oh, you just like, that's a beautiful song, man. I don't know who's singing it, but that's a beautiful song that touches my heart. That's all I worry about. It don't matter, oh, look at the hips on her. Yeah. It's all about what comes in your soul, man. It's no matter how old you are, how young you are, if you get the message across what love is and how do you feel when you fall in love, or whatever message you're trying to get across, that's all that matters to me, man. It's all about what you hear. It's what you hear and feel.
Hey, how did the Smooth Groove CDs, when that Smooth Groove catalog, how did that affect y'all? Because honestly, I never got a chance to get y'all album because everything was on the Smooth Grooves back like in the 90s. Yeah. So I always bought that, you know.
Yeah, man, that definitely cock blocked a lot of stuff, man.
So y'all didn't get nothing off of that?
No, man.
Oh, wait a minute. But what about when they reintroduced stuff when I think there was like a greatest hits that came out 2000, early 2000s?
Okay, now that, yes, we get paid from that. The greatest hits come off our record label, Tommy Boy. We had two greatest hits albums. So, yeah, we get paid off. We get royalties still from that.
I was going to say, that's good. Because yeah, that's when the good. Greatest hits album came out, I was old enough to know what y'all was talking about this time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, what's crazy is, like I said, when people, like the newer generation is just stuck with Tender Love and don't know like all the other, I ain't being cocky because I'm not like that. I'm a humble dude, but we made a lot of beautiful songs, you know, but yeah. Tender Love is the one that piano that they stand up, but people never heard like Here I Go Again, Tears, all these like great, beautiful falsetto songs. Like they never heard, like they probably don't even know about, but they so, hey, y'all sing Tender Love. No, Love Is a House, even the song with the falsetto in it. And it, you know, Tender Love got a little falsetto in it, but we got a lot of really nice songs. And, you know, hopefully one day, you know, I know we do got a majority. We got a bulk of people that do know our music, you know, but it's still like a younger generation. Like our name, this is the key thing I want y'all to know. Our name confuses people a whole lot. That's our thing. Yeah. What happens is everyone confuses us with Full Force a lot.
I know. You're that's my what brothers. I was. Yeah.
That's my Force. Those are my brothers right there. We call each other the Force brothers. They're our Force brothers, but
I was about to ask you about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People confuse us with them a whole lot, and you know, it happens with them too. It goes back and forth with them. Hey, man,
they must be like, real young. Huh? They must be real young, the people that's confusing y'all to, right?
Yeah. What they are, with them being in house party and stuff, that like reinvented them more, you know, by being in house party movies. But when it comes to the word Force, that's where the confusion comes. Yeah, man, yo, baby. I mean, they introduced us on stage one day. Hey, man, ladies and gentlemen, Full Force. Force of D's, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, Force of D's. I'm sorry, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Force DMZ. Like, we get all types of stuff, man.
Dang. So,
come on, man. Like, we get that.
Yeah, that's bad. You but know, don't feel so bad.
You got to think, when you hear a beautiful song like Tender Love, the name Force MDs just don't match the singers who sing that song. Like, Force MDs? I thought somebody else, they just don't believe it. They're like, what? Is that a rap group? Like, they think we're a rap group. You know, we get all types of stuff with our name, but we done dealt with that for years, and, you know, we just got to just keep going, fighting through it, you know. And it's just part of the music, man, you know, and it is what it is, you know.
Can you expand to me more about, like, the Smooth Grooves? Like, y'all don't get, I don't understand that, like, how they able to take all that music.
Let me break this now. Now, with Smooth Grooves, the only time we'll get paid off of Smooth Grooves if they had Tears, Here I Go Again, or Couldn't Care Less. These are some of our other ballads. Couldn't Care Less. But Love Is a House, Tender Love, no.
Is that because you guys have writer's credit?
Right. We didn't write those two songs. That's why they get all the credit. Jeremy Lewis gets all of that. And then the guys from London get all that. Okay. We didn't write it. If we'd have wrote Tender Love, yes, we'd have got credit off that, but we didn't write it.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of, can we talk about the business a little bit? Because a lot of people don't understand that, especially these new young artists that are coming out.
Right.
When it comes to, like, I don't know if you're with BMI or ASCAP, but when it comes to getting your royalties, when it comes to writing or singing, like, how does the publishing go for people who don't understand?
Yeah, that is the number one thing that you have to take care of before you even think about. Once you got a song written, even without the music, but even when a person, like, just say you write a song, say, hey man, I got these lyrics, man, I got this song. And then you got another person, hey man, I think I can make some music to that. It comes with keyboard, chords and stuff. It's, oh, that sounds good. Everybody that contributes to that song, the keyboard, bass, whatever instrument you play, adding on to your lyrics and your melody, everybody gets paid. Mm-hmm. You got to split that up. Now, you can make deals with people like, yo, I want to keep the publishing for the whole song. I'll give you advance money right now. I'll give you $5,000, but let me keep the publishing to this song. That means all the music, instrumentation, all of it is mine. Don't count. You taking the advance. You don't. That means you're not going to get any royalty checks for that. This is a lot of people do. Michael did that a lot to people. Like, if you wrote something for Mike, I'm going to buy it all. I'll give you $5 million. Let me keep all of this. This is all mine. And all the money goes to you, goes to that person. But if you help write a song, it gets out there. Let me just give you an example. Man in the Mirror. Now, I don't think Sahida Garrett sold Michael all the puppets. She wrote that. Her partner wrote that. Came a huge hit from Michael. Michael sold 20, 30 million records. And if she didn't sell it to Michael and kept it, like, I'm keeping my publishing. Michael, you can have a piece, but I'm keeping my publishing. Sahida Garrett made a couple of million dollars just by keeping her own record. It's all about you being creative, writing your record. You know, make sure you report it to ASCAP to have it on your record that you're going to get your royalties. You get royalties for the rest of your life. That's the agreement you sign. Once you get royalties and radio station streams constantly still play your record, I don't care how long ago, you're going to get royalty checks going to keep coming in the mail. But you got to own your music. You know, whoever writes it with you, you got to make a deal with them. How many points? It's all about splitting up points. Mm-hmm. Those little points add up to checks. So that is the first thing when you want to get in this business, to make sure you take care of the business. The show part come afterwards. Make sure your business is right, so you can have checks coming in for the rest of your life. That's real.
Any singer, any rapper, anything. Other people write your songs, cool, but you get in there and you put some ad-libs in there and you get your 5%.
Exactly. Exactly. You add something on that made that joint become a hit.
Yes.
Get your piece. Don't let them say, hey man, thanks. I'll see you later, man. All right, don't put them on there. Just me, let's write that. Believe me, that happens so many times. So
I've seen it.
And then you get your people talking. People get bitter after a while. Yo, I help right there. Come on, man, stop that, man. You don't get paid. You try to sue the person. It goes all of that. So just make sure you
get your sheet and you turn it
in. That's right. Turn it in, yes.
That's the only way to make sure you get paid. I don't. Sometimes that's been a lot of my issue. Like, men are very insecure at times.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you're right. You know, I got to admit, back in my days, I did cheat. I was crazy, but I ain't gonna lie. I just never had so many girls. I love you. It was crazy.
I'm sorry. But you learned. Too, and I honestly, I don't regret it. I think it's one of the, I wouldn't say mistakes, but one of the times I cheated was one of the best things I've ever done for myself, because it got me out of a situation I needed to be in anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you'd be surprised, you know, and things, you know, your girlfriend trying to call you from home all the time and arguing with you and this and that. And you say, hey, I don't got to deal with all that argument. I'm peaceful where I'm at right now. I'm having fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like you really got to find yourself and find where you really want to be, because it's not easy. That's a hard life. And it's a lot of trust that got to be cemented before you get into this business, with especially when it comes to relationships, because it's not easy, because temptation is very hard to resist at times. And you gotta be real strong, you know, and that's why some wives like to come along. I'm going with you. I'm going here, I'm going with you.
I ain't got time for all that. From city to city to city, baby, I don't need you.
and you know, and let me tell you something, even nowadays, some of these girls is just not making it easy. The way they dress, the stuff they be wearing, it's just not making it easy on these dudes, man. I'm just like, the younger generation, they just twerking, doing all types of stuff in front of you. It just, it make it hard. It make it hard on the guys. So I feel sorry for you, you know.
No. not me. I'm out. I ain't got nothing to do. No, I'm good.
What about the people? Like, what advice would you give to somebody who's trying to have a relationship with an artist? We talked about giving the artist advice, Courtney, because I was like, yo, things happen. What advice would you give either these men that are at home or these women that are at home and their, you know, significant others on the road?
Just pray. Just being.
I don't know if y'all talked about this already. Do women really expect that? Like, they really okay, so they met you as the heartthrob, every woman throwing their panties at you, and then all of a sudden they expect you to be
not to do nothing.
they really expect that though.
Yes.
Some women just think, hey, maybe
makes no sense.
I am the one. So maybe I am the one, but like you say, hey, bro, I'm trying to tell you, man, that's a hard task. If they know, now listen, you said a lot of words right there, bro. If they know before they enter the Terror Dome, like, yo, I'm taking a chance because this dude can go on a roll. He's good looking. All the girls want to get with him. And I'm taking a chance. I think he just want to be with me. I think that's it's that unsureness. But
I mean, and it goes both ways. Pause. If I got with an Instagram model, it's the same thing. Like, I'm not gonna be a fool and just say she's only gonna be. I mean, and maybe she might be, but like,
but that's not fair. That's what I was telling Stevie. I said a lot of guys that I actually tried to like got on my damn nerves. Because they were assuming because I was traveling and working that I was doing something that I wasn't even considering doing until they got on my nerves. And then I started looking at my options.
Yeah. It's like the temptation is real high out there, man. You know, you got to have a real trusted bond relationship with your significant other. That's the only way it's going to work. I don't care if you... You got cats out here that's married, still out there doing it. It's just you got to have a real strong bond, man. You know, for real, for the because this is they throw themselves in. Some guys just get drunk one day, they get high, have a little bit too much to drink, and they'll slip up. Mm. That's that easy.
All right. Well, I'm not trying to piss off women in America. Stevie, what are you doing now?
Oh, we're still making music, and you know, we can't really tour like we usually do because of the COVID. But we're still making music, and our latest song is called "Fly With You." That's a very inspirational song that we made that goes to all the people that lost people in their lives, and it's really touched a lot of people. You know, people is using it right now for their funerals and just like a dedication video where they play flashbacks of the person that they lost and. They play our song, "I'll Fly With You." That's the impact that the song that made already. So
the cover looks like an obituary.
Yeah, I know. We in the clouds, like like we all do, like you know. But the song is definitely a beautiful song. You know, it's one of them nice, good listen to song. And we made one before that was pretty nice. That's really nice too. It's called "Make You Happy." I don't know if you heard that one. That's a very good song too that we made.
And did you guys write that?
No, we didn't write that. We didn't write "Fly With You" either, but I know we didn't write those, but when you get a song that's better than what you wrote, say, hey man, I ain't gonna let my ego do it. I'm gonna do the one that's better. I'll sing this one. So they made some, we have good writers that write stuff for us. So "Make You Happy" and "Fly With You," the latest two that we made. And, whoever's watching this right now, definitely go on YouTube or go on Spotify. You can buy off the digital streams or just go on YouTube and look at for Force MD's "Make You Happy" and Force MD's "Fly With You." Two great songs. I know the group done changed a lot. We lost three members. We lost three members of the group. We lost my brother, TC. Antoine TCD Lundy, we lost Charles Mercury Nelson, and we lost Trisco Pearson. Those are the three original members that started with us. But my brother Khalil's back in the group now. He's original, but he He came back to the group. And we have our nephew, who has a solo career also, Zaim the Dream. And he looks like a little genuine, but he can sing his butt off. He's in the group too, so make sure you check him out and check his new stuff out. He's managed by Ice-T.
Hey.
He got a project coming up called Butter Smooth. And y'all will hear how smooth he is. So right now, me, Khalil, and Zaim, my nephew, we're the ones that travel on the road. They're still doing the Force and D shows. And our uncle, Jesse, who another original member, he is pursuing a solo career right now. Like, you know, he's been through a lot of struggles, but, you know, he's just trying to get him right. And he'll probably be back with us soon, but he knows he got to do. And I'm going to keep it right there, you know.
I have a question.
Sure.
You guys have so much talent in one family. Did you make a cautious, like, collective decision within all of you that you would never bring somebody who was not part of the family into the group?
At first we did, but we the only person that wasn't related when we first came on was Trisco. He's not really a Mercury. It's like our second cousin, but me, all the rest of us is nephews to Jesse. Jesse's our uncle, you know, me, TC, Khalil, we're all his nephews. So and Zaim's my sister's son. Cause we got our family. We got a very musical family. A lot of our nephews and cousins all can sing. So we just, we're blessed that even with us three, we still carry the sound, that the Force and D sound with us, just even the three of us. And we're just trying to keep the legacy alive. That's the main thing we're doing, is keeping the legacy alive. Because we know they're up in heaven looking at us right now. And saying, yo, y'all keep me going, man. Steve, yeah. You owe this for the Temptations, man. Keep this thing going.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to keep it going, man, you know.
Yeah, I just want to get on record. You said if you cheat overseas, it don't count, right? Is that what you
don't
said?
Don't count.
Okay, all right. Make sure. All right.
He not didn't that say I, that, did he?
That's what I took from
that that's another world, man. Another world.
Now, I have been told if you get married overseas, what you do in the United States, the marriage doesn't count.
I gotta look that up. Is that true?
I don't know.
I gotta look that up. Now, I don't know. That's new to me, but I'm gonna look that up. I don't know if you want to get away and change your whole life, you go overseas, they're going to know who you are. You get a whole new name and out there and start a whole.
My boy told me the same thing.
We are not encouraging cheating. I just want to educate.
Yes, we're not encouraging that. No, we're not. I'm just saying how.
But we do understand.
It's hard. That comes for athletes also. Athletes, everybody, not just singers. It comes for athletes to travel and. They got, you know, Michael Jordan had to beat him up with a bat, you know. But he's, you know, Kobe too. It's when you're real popular like that, that happens. You know, you gotta be strong minded. The way to do it is just do the show, go in a hotel room, lock it up.
Damn.
Nobody in here but the bandmates.
Good luck.
Call it a day.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
No. What else do you want us to know?
I just
want to
say that before we became Force MDs, I want to give a shout out to Mercury, who's in heaven right now. We were called Dr. Rock and the Force MCs because we was like a rap group too. Not all of us, but some of us is like a rap group that's very popular in the New York underground. You know, we was very popular in underground. And all our people that Force MCs, they if you old school, because I'm 50, blah, blah, blah. But y'all know what we're talking about. We're very popular as Dr. Rock and the Force MCs before we became Force MDs. So y'all just look the history up and y'all will see.
Can I ask you a question? One more question before we go. Did you ever want to work with Teddy Riley? Was there ever an opportunity to work with Teddy Riley?
Yeah, it was. It was an opportunity. But let me just say this real quick before we get off. Even with Jam and Lewis, man, it's unfortunate, my brother, that we only made one song with Jam and Lewis, man. We made one of their biggest records, man. You know, one of their like, when they break down their favorite songs they produced, Tender Love is always in their list. Mm-hmm. And we never got a chance to work with them again. That hurt that we never got a chance to work with them. So, you know, record companies don't want to pay the money. And, you know, this is what happens. You know, some people, they don't have the budget for it. You know, that happened with them. So we never got a chance to work with them. So they work with other people and just kept working and blew other people up more and more. We just stayed with that one joint. Okay, we'll take it. Lisa's a classic. Mm-hmm. We'll take that. We'll take that. As long as, but you know, I wish we could have got, I think we could have made more classic songs if they produced us. And we had Babyface to produce us. And Teddy would have produced more. Hello? There we go. Yeah. We would definitely have more hits. But you know, Teddy wanted to produce us, but record company didn't want to give him, you know, didn't want to give him the money. They just asked him for a lot at the time because Teddy was the hottest thing out. But if you scared man don't make no money. You gotta shoot the dice, man.
I would have loved to hear that New Jack Swing with y'all, man.
Yeah, it just never happened, man. You know, so but it's all good. It's, you know, God got the plan. He planned the way it is. This is the way it is, man. So we just gotta be blessed that the good music that we did put out there that's still 30 plus years later, still playing on the radio. Yeah. People still grooving to it, man. You know?
No doubt.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here, Steve.
Thank you.
It's amazing just to be able to chop it up with you, for real.
Hey, it's great seeing both. And I loved you on Family Matters. Tell Laura, Steve, Urkel, I'm just playing. You know? they sure rerun. You got a lot of reruns. They still show Urkel like crazy. Once I watch one episode, I can't stop watching because it's like really put together real well how they did that show.
It's amazing.
Congratulations on that. And other things you did. You know, I know you do using a lot of other movies doing your thing.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.